welcome back to this special hour-long edition of Consider This. We're almost halfway through. Today, PAGO MP and President of Bersatu, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, has been appointed Malaysia's new Prime Minister. He's going to be sworn in tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. at the Palace. Joining us on the line now is Dr. Sharifah Shahira Said Sheikh, political analyst. Shahira, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you've done a lot of work on the narratives of the conversations happening on social media. I'm wondering, what are you observing from the chatter around the developments of the day?
Hello. Hi. Thank you for calling again. Well, chatter now, there's divided into two. And the worries is about the to what extent those who being perceived as corrupted leaders will get away from the trial. And then another thing is there are groups who congratulate Tan Sri, and there are also groups who said there will be more drama coming.
Mm. Yeah. Sharifah, there is a development currently happening at Dataran Merdeka right now as we speak. People have gone to the streets, and we have to admit there's not many people right now in Dataran Merdeka congregating there. But do you think that this will continue on, or even worse, exacerbate into something even bigger?
I believe it's not. It's not going to be big, because it's... how to put this? I think Malaysians now are currently busy with their life, in terms of employment, in terms of their family, and then we have this coronavirus going around. And I believe it won't escalate to bigger assembly. Mm. Yeah.
I'm just wondering now, your thoughts from the news of the day. Tan Sri Muhyiddin as 8th Prime Minister of Malaysia. What do you expect the challenges to his Prime Ministership to be?
Yeah, his challenges, I think, the thing that I can see, quite obvious, even by the look of the representation, the far right, to have to balance the far right, and also in terms of conservativeness of past, and also in terms of how to negotiate with those who are not not being accused yet, but being perceived as corrupted leaders, not to hold any position in cabinet. And this is, I think, the two main challenges, because figura are the dominant leaders in the especially in UMNO and PAS.
Yeah, and that's quite interesting that you say that, because it feels like the country is very divided at the moment. What do you think can be done in terms of national reconciliation for us to kind of start healing and mend the gap?
All right. I'm very pro women leadership.
So
I can see that. And I can see most women in supporting Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin are very keen, and they are known to be hardworking ladies, and they are not far right or far left. All right. So I think it is 2020 anyway. It's a good solution for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to put more women ministers. It's not just because I'm a lady, but because this is what happened in a lot of countries, especially, of course, we are not that bad. in the war zone and in conflict countries, they do put more women to cool things up, and then more doer worker rather than high politics all the time.
Right.
Not all men are like that. But to have the balance, it will be great.
Okay. Well, my last question to you is, you know, could you comment on how you think this new coalition, Perikatan Nasional and Tan Sri Muhyiddin's administration, how committed do you think they will be to pushing the reform agenda?
No, the thing is, okay, rakyat still want their economic well-being. You know, if tomorrow he start talking about, okay, we will look into economic well-being, that's number one, and we will ensure the reducement of the price of goods, you know, and we going to be so serious about unemployment. I think, you know, a lot of people will be supporting him, and he needs to continue talking about to eliminate all kinds of corruption, and also emphasis on peaceful transition, you know, and talk about more and more about how to strengthen a multiracial, you know, element, and say that that is our best quality as Malaysian.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time and your insights. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more on Consider This. Stay tuned.